It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. As you know, on the final Friday of each and every month, we bestow the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor on a very, very deserving Central Virginia law enforcement officer. Could be a police officer or a deputy sheriff, state police officer, state trooper, special agent with one of the federal agencies. We've had them all, and we have such an amazing honoree for the month of September. I'm so happy to welcome from Chesterfield County, Master Officer Crystal Haley. Crystal, thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely. I'm honored. Thank you.
We are honored to have you here, and we have so many things to talk about with you. And I must tell you that Captain Peranto was thrilled to nominate you and submitted all sorts of fantastic information. I mean, this is really such a unique position to find oneself in, and we're just thrilled that you're here.
Yes, she talks so highly of the program, and she's a huge support, so I'm very grateful.
Well, that is great. So, Crystal, do me a favor. Jump into it and just tell us a little bit about the beginning. Why did you choose law enforcement? Why did you choose Chesterfield County? And then we're going to talk all about wellness, I promise.
Okay. For college, I went to Hilbert College up from Buffalo. That's where I'm from. And I decided to get into forensics. I wasn't sure if I wanted to be a teacher, a counselor, or in forensics, and somebody kind of came to me and said, well, you know that law enforcement, you get to do all of those things. And so Chesterfield County does a lot of recruiting up in the Western New York area, and so they came and they said, we'll hire you in 6 months, and I said, I'm in.
Wow.
And there's no snow down here, so that makes it even nicer.
I love that. Now, I would credit or blame Carl Leonard for that recruiting in Western New York. You know, he's a Buffalo guy. Now, are you a Bills fan?
Absolutely. Go Bills.
Oh, all right. Well, I am married into a Patriots family. Ooh. And but it was the Patriots in New England. And then, you know, we had our Southern Division in Tampa for a couple of years. No snow there either.
That's true. Maybe I'll go. I'm just kidding.
No. You're staying right here. So you spend some time, obviously, out in patrol. And I'm going to assume you liked it. You found it interesting.
I did. Yes. I spent about 5.5 years on patrol. I did just midnights.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. All right. That's a tough one. So what is it that goes off inside your head that says, you know what, Crystal, I'm doing a great job out here on patrol. I'm making some great pinches. I'm helping people in the neighborhood. It's a midnight shift. Boy, I'm seeing some really crazy stuff for some, yeah. What's next? And how does this wellness thing come up?
So the wellness coordinator position essentially has been around for a couple years now. And the previous officer was the one who laid the foundation for the program. And I follow her in a lot of the things that I do. She is now a sergeant, Sergeant Johnson, so I'll give her a lot of credit for the things I've been involved in. She kind of took me under her wing, and as she was going through creating that program, I just kept showing up. And so ultimately, as she promoted, I was able to step into that position.
Wow. Okay. I was sharing with you that when I came out of the police academy 1,000 years ago, the idea of wellness, be it physical or emotional or financial, these were things we didn't talk about. We got through the academy. We went out there and did the job that we were supposed to do. And any of these problems or challenges, man, they were just on you.
Mm-hmm.
It's changed a little bit.
It has, and it's great that it has.
Tell me about that.
I would say that the idea originally is this idea of you're kind of Superman, you have this cape, you have this badge, it's kind of like a shield for you.
Right.
And it's a lot of suck it up, you'll be fine. You have to be there for the community.
That's right.
However, at some point, that stuff catches up to you. And now you have to kind of look a little more inward and say, I'm not going to be able to help anybody if I don't help myself.
Yeah. So let's talk about the different components of wellness, because you were sharing with me it's not just physical. It's not just mental. You said there are four components?
There's technically eight dimensions.
Oh, wow.
And we've kind of lumped them into the idea and philosophy of mind, body, and heart. And
okay.
So that includes not only the physical, the mental, but also financial, emotional, intellectual, social, et cetera, different areas that we can kind of key in on to get that ideal of overall wellness.
Okay. Master Officer Crystal Haley is joining us from the Chesterfield County Police Department, and she is the September honoree, the September recipient of our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honors. Tell me a little bit about the financial component of this, because everybody knows that you join a law enforcement agency and you're making big bucks and you do relatively little work for it. So how could anybody have a financial problem or concern?
So I think that kind of leads into something that we start from the beginning.
Yeah.
There are a lot of younger people who are coming out of college. This is their first career and they are getting that big boy paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
And so we, from the beginning, their first week here, have them sit down with one of our sergeants who's super keen on the financial wellness and let them know, hey, buying that big truck, you know, going and buying that house, we have
yep.
to make sure that we're setting ourselves up. So we offer deferred compensation, looking into, you know, retirement and really setting people up so that, you know, we hopefully can eliminate any of those, you know, big spends first up.
It's difficult, isn't it? Because you're talking about somebody coming right out of school and you are making... Really, it's going to be the first big paycheck. I will share with you, when I graduated, $17,298 per year. I remember it to this day. I will never
wow.
forget it, because I thought I had hit the lottery. I got an apartment. I got a brand new car. And then I started understanding it wasn't nearly as much money as I thought it was. And so we translated to 2024 bucks. It's the same situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, so they deal with that, and coming out of the academy, obviously, you're probably going to be in the best physical condition you've ever been in.
Right.
How do you stay in that condition?
Well, I always say that it's discipline over excuses.
Okay.
And so in order to, again, the idea is that we all join law enforcement in some way or shape to help people.
That's right.
And in order to help them, you have to take care of yourself. And so we offer a lot of different incentives. We do a monthly exercise log that comes with a nice gift card if you fill it out and you're selected.
Okay.
We also offer different testing throughout the year to kind of do an assessment to see where you're at, where you can benefit.
Okay.
And then we recently have hired a human performance specialist, Drew, and you can go to him and work with him on different elements of getting your physical fitness to the standard that you're looking for.
Wow. And it's difficult. You're working. I don't know if you guys are now working 10, 12 hour shifts. You're not at home. You're not cooking for yourself. The idea of packing your lunch is probably something that doesn't really occur to most of the folks on the job. And there's that Wawa, there's that drive-thru. That's real easy to get into.
It is.
Yeah.
But we offer a lot of different education on just, hey, there's always going to be a healthier option no matter where you go.
Okay.
Whether that is Chick-fil-A, whether that is Wawa, there's always a better choice for you. And so just educating people that, you know, even if you're in a pinch and you have to grab something, that maybe you should lean this way versus that way.
Okay. I'm curious to know if you've gotten total buy-in? Is there total cooperation? Or are there a few folks who have got 20 years on the job and are calculating the days to retirement going, this is never going to catch on?
Sure.
Yeah.
And you can't blame them.
Yeah.
That unfortunately was the culture that had, you know, they were living in for
yeah.
a very long time. I think wellness is really starting to catch fire and is becoming a thing. However, I have talked to a few of those officers, and while, yes, they're set in their ways, they do acknowledge that they do feel cared for by the department and know that those options and resources are there if they choose to utilize them.
That's so nice to hear, because there was a time, and again, not to deal with ancient history, but there was a time that I would say a huge chunk, hopefully not the majority, but a huge chunk of officers, quote, did not feel cared for by their department. And you just said that as a matter of course, like, oh, yeah, it's Monday or it's Tuesday. I mean, that's great to hear.
It comes from all the way from the top down.
Yeah.
If you look upwards and you feel cared for and you keep looking all the way up to the top, then there's really no question.
Now, let's talk about the emotional component of this, because this, I would dare say, you correct me if I'm wrong, but I would dare say that's probably the most difficult because, again, you go into law enforcement, you want to help people, but you have had people saying, just suck it up, right? Mm-hmm. And you don't want to tell your spouse what you saw at work because you just don't want them to deal with some of the depravity that's out there. You prefer that they live, in Mayberry, that they believe everybody is nice and fine with a smile. But boy, you're seeing stuff every single day. How do you process that?
It's difficult. And I know, and you can ask anybody in this profession, that they have experienced those very low lows at times. Yep. And I think the biggest thing, and I know a lot of agencies across the nation have a peer support team where, you know, there's other officers of different experience, things they've experienced personally, professionally, that are there to talk to.
Right.
We also have different resources and programs that we bring in. I recently went through a yoga for first responders course.
Wow.
And so now I've been putting on yoga classes, which is very cool because it allows us to put our bodies under stress in yoga positions, which is much harder than people think, and work on our mindset and our breathing. And so if we practice it there, when we go and put our bodies under stress out on the road, experiencing calls for service and that type of stress, we can resort to that mindset and the breathing techniques or whatever it may be to kind of set ourselves up a little bit better.
Wow. Okay. I am thinking, you say yoga. I got a dear friend of mine, probably my best friend, who was a professional wrestler and was a gym rat and was at the gym like 8 hours a day, 12 days a week. If you needed him, he was there. And in the last, I'm going to say 10 years, he discovered yoga. Now, when he first started talking, I got to tell you this, Crystal, I could have sworn that he said yogurt. I had no idea what he was talking about. He said yoga. I said, oh, come on. Really? The whole downward dog? You sit around on a mat? How difficult is that? I was totally out of line, right? It is difficult.
It can be.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we're able to put those classes on and everyone can show up. Really just beginner level. And then we're going to be looking into adding more advanced things. And it's really caught a lot more interest than I expected it to, but
wow.
It's been really fun to be able to bring that.
I love that. All right, now tell me about overcoming the obstacles to discussing things. I shared with you, came out of the police academy a million years ago, and a bunch of us started doing something called Cops Helping Cops, and we were peer counseling. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Counselors, because before anybody knew what that meant, we were just guys, and it was all guys at the time, good, bad, or indifferent, just the way it was. But we were all guys just sort of sitting around and supporting each other. We never would have said supporting each other, right? We just were shooting the breeze or whatever it was. But there was a huge obstacle for most of those folks to get over. So 2024, where are those officers coming out of the academy? Are they comfortable walking in and saying, hey, Crystal, I got to talk about something?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so while in the academy, I have the ability, because my office is right there in the academy, I have pretty much direct everyday access to the recruits. Yes. And trust me, I go out of my way to not only make them uncomfortable, but so much to the point where it's basically not uncomfortable for them to talk about anything anymore.
Oh.
The recruits, last Friday, we actually took them out to Pocahontas State Park and did a 4-mile hike. Okay. And about every half mile, we stopped and I asked them very difficult questions about what they're going through, where their mindset is, things that they're struggling with, so that their classmates are familiar and now that they can help each other through. And so the more normal that you make those conversations, the more people are going to buy into it. Yeah. And then when they leave the academy, they bring those ideas with them. And hopefully the rest of the people kind of go, okay, oh, yeah, I see that that's helping. Yeah. Let me try that too.
I tell you what, I am absolutely in awe of what you and your predecessor have been able to do. I am so appreciative to the other Jeff Katz for kind of seeing this big picture and understanding how important that is. And to hear that there's now a time and a place where recruits are coming out of the academy and this is already the norm. God bless you. That is, I'm sure you have some concept of what an advancement that is, but God, that is just so wonderful to hear. It really is.
It's been amazing. It's probably been my favorite thing that I've been able to be involved in.
I'll bet you. So where do you see this whole wellness division going? Is it going to get bigger? Is it going to be in each of the district stations? How do you see it evolving?
So we've recently, with the growing need, I think, have developed a wellness team. And so what that consists of is wellness ambassadors who do wellness related things part time. So we'll meet monthly. We'll go over the different things, different programs, resources that people have either brought to us or ideas that we've come up with. And we're going to find ways to get what we need to get them done. Wow. And so we actually had 11 officers, sergeants, and a major who put in for the wellness ambassador team. So we have 11 part-time people now that add to what we're going to be able to do. And then we also have wellness representatives that are going to represent each unit, district, or team across the department, kind of a committee, if you will, that'll mm-hmm. meet four times a year with the other ambassadors to really just relay the information up and down so that we can make sure we're hitting everybody and knowing exactly what they want and what they need and figure out a way to get it to them.
That's incredible. It is just so inspiring to hear that it is that much of a success in Chesterfield County. And you're a good-sized department. Are you getting calls from other agencies saying, hey, Crystal, we're hearing great things about this. Can you maybe tell us how you're doing it or help us set up one of these units?
So I've been given a pretty cool opportunity to go to different types of trainings across different states. I recently went through the DCS First Responder Wellness Symposium.
Yep.
And was interacting with a lot of other local agencies as well as across the state. And a lot of it is just there's no monopoly on wellness. And so let's see what we can do to try and get, you know, exchange ideas and figure it out. And I think the biggest piece is just if you're dedicated and you're passionate about it, just ask.
Yeah.
Just say, hey, I want to start some sort of small team, whether it's just me. Given the time, just give me a little bit of time to try and sit down, figure out what we need. And that really would be a great place to start.
I love this. Master Officer Crystal Haley is joining us. So, Crystal, I have to ask you, you are at the rank of Master Officer. You got 7 years in. You're not retiring anytime soon.
No.
You, by all accounts, not just Captain Peranta, but a number of other folks I was chatting with, you were consistently described as a cop's cop, which, as you know, is really the highest compliment anybody can be paid on this job. So where are you going from here? Do you take this wellness team and keep building it and get to a point where, you know, I would say they need somebody with stripes and bars and other stuff to oversee it? Do you head back to the road? Detectives, what, any ideas or?
So being in the training academy, having that, you know, direct impact on people as they're beginning their career, I do have interest in being in training. I do different instructorships, and so I'm there for those. And I really think that it's so important to start all of those things from the beginning.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to be able to do that. And then, of course, leadership is in the horizon for me. Whatever I need to do, I think it's really just I care about the people. And in whatever role I can do that, that's what I'm going to be interested in doing.
Well, I think it's great, and I have no doubt that whatever it is that you want to do, you're going to do.
Thank you.
And along the way, you're helping, at this point, hundreds. There'll be a point where it's thousands of law enforcement officers, certainly in Chesterfield. But there's no doubt in my mind that throughout the Commonwealth, around the country, people are going to see Chesterfield as a leader in this. I know there are other agencies that have units, but they really are. They're looking at Chesterfield. And so you're helping countless number of people who are out there. And I always ask this question for anybody who's in law enforcement today. If somebody were to say to you, hey, I've got a couple of career options, I'm not really sure, would you steer them towards law enforcement?
Absolutely. It is the most rewarding career. Yes, it's difficult. And I never want to stay away from the topic that this is a very difficult job. But if you set yourself up, you're pretty much, it's endless. The amount of things that you can do in law enforcement, if it's patrol, if it's detective work, if you know, you want to have a canine or you want to help kids and you're in the schools, you can have several different careers within law enforcement, which I think is the coolest part.
Well, I absolutely love it. And Crystal, I am just, I'm just blown away by what it is that you've been able to do. I am so impressed with that wellness team from the beginning. I just sit here as somebody who, again, I haven't worn a uniform in decades, but to know that there are people out there still doing the job, and I appreciate that, but people within these agencies, within the Chesterfield County Police Department saying, hey, we're here to help. You got to help the community. That's why you signed up. We get it. But you're not going to help anybody unless you help yourself, and you've got to be able to do that. So thank you for all that you're doing. I say that from the bottom of my heart. I just I can't tell you how grateful I am to see that my former beloved profession is in a position now where you're doing what you're doing.
I hope one day that all it is just normal. And
that would be nice too. Wouldn't that be great?
Yes.
Oh, I love that. Well, we mentioned you're not retiring anytime soon, and there are no gifts here that are really going to get you any closer to retirement. But nonetheless, there are a couple of cool things, and I want to pass them along to you. I got a buddy of mine, Tony Brewster, who's down in Midlothian, and Tony is a golfer. I don't know, truthfully, what his real job is, but he came to me a couple of years back and said, hey, I love the Blue Friday program. Can I help? And I said, sure. He says, well, what do you need? I said, we need gifts. We need just a tangible way. So Tony, being Tony, set up a golf tournament to raise money. And so you've got $200 worth of gift cards from Tony Brewster and one or two other golfers that are out there. We've got some Jeff Katz show swag that hopefully you will enjoy.
Amazing.
We have a very special letter and some gift cards and a special coin in here from Jamie Walter. Mike Walter's wife and their children. You'll read that letter. May want to read it with the door closed. It's really a touching.
Yeah, I'm a crier, so yeah, I can only imagine.
I'll loan you the couple of tissues because it's a good letter. It's a meaningful letter. We've got a Jeff Katz show challenge coins. These only go to Blue Friday honorees. Jan McTernan's son Michael, who owns and operates Prince George Towing. Put the bill for all of those, and so those are out there. Before I get to the final gifts, I do want to tell everyone a little bit about Jan McTernan. I always remind everybody about Jan. Jan was a Marine when, for the most part, women did not become Marines, and she was a cop in Richmond when there were not a lot of women on the job. And Jan used to talk about how she needed to stand on her tippy toes to make the minimum height, and how she was drinking milkshakes to make the minimum weight.
Wow.
But by God, she was going to do it. And she did an amazing job and leaves a legacy like very, very few other people have done. I know I shared with you, Crystal, and I want to remind everybody that when I wanted to rename this program, it had been underway for a couple of years in memory of Jan. When she passed, I went to her sons, Michael and Richard, and Richard is a police officer in the city. He's at the academy as well. And we all laughed hysterically because Jan would have been livid to think that we were naming something for her, because she would have said, you know, it's all about the mission. It's about getting the job done. It's about helping the troops. So You're still the Jan McTernan honoree, and we'll all have to answer to Jan at some point.
And that's okay.
Yeah, I think so,
very
too.
Very deserving.
Yeah, she's a great lady. Now, you get a beautiful thin blue line flag. My friend Pastor Steve Boots from Mount Victory Baptist Church over in Goochland, he's actually the lead police chaplain for Henrico. He makes those. And then finally, the gift that for me is very, very personal. Emily Morrissey is just a beautiful young lady in Midlothian. Emily is 25, and she has CP and a couple of other challenges. And throughout her time in school, they realized that she had a real talent for working with beads and has a real love for working with beads. So her folks and her brother set up a business, emilysbracelets.com, and they sell beautiful bracelets, and she turns around and donates the money to Special Olympics. And a couple of years back, I prevailed upon her to start making thin blue line bracelets. And so as I tell Emily, I wear mine on every day that ends in Y.
I love that.
So you now have one, and I hope you will wear it in good health and safety.
Absolutely, proudly.
Crystal, thank you again for everything that you do, and thank you again for making a couple of moments for us today. And congratulations. You are sitting here not only as the recipient of the Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor, but I think everybody who knew Jan would say, you got a spark of Jan in you, and that's a good thing.
Wow, I'm honored. Thank you.
Congratulations. That is a Chesterfield County Police Master Officer Crystal Haley. She is the September recipient of the Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.